The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Never miss a show. Take us with you 24 hours a day. Go to SundayMorningNewsmakers.com. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
Well, according to a Los Angeles Times article, there appears to be a rift developing in those who are trying to come up with a water plan for California's future in dealing with, global warming and lessening supplies. There was a major resignation to a board that oversees some of this recently. The LA Times writes a piece on this. I don't really understand water issues too much, but it is so important and vital for our life. I thought I would turn to our friend Brett Barbary to join us and help kind of explain what's going on in this state. Brett is a water issues consultant and former member of the Metropolitan Water District Board. Brett, thanks for being with us again.
It's great to be with you as always, Larry.
Not all is happy among those, some differing views on how to move forward in a state challenged by a tight water supply. Explain what's going on. The Times talks about this resignation, kind of kicking some sand publicly into the face of Gavin Newsom about not doing enough. He says he's doing more than anyone else has ever done before. Walk into this. Tell us what's going on here.
Yeah, the former executive officer of the State Water Board resigned, Max Gomberg, who's a guy who's been around a long time. His vision of water is very different from probably you and me. He's a firm believer that we need to be cracking down on the demand side and not focusing so much on the supply side. And as I am an economic policy, I'm definitely a supply sider. And I think Max's criticism is that Governor Newsom is not doing enough, isn't being aggressive enough in telling people to stop using water, given that we're in a drought once again. But I'll say this, Larry, and you've heard me say this before, California is always in a drought. We will continue to be in a drought until we actually start focusing on preserving our supply and increasing our supply. And the last piece of the state water project was completed in 1973. The population of the state of California at that time was roughly 21 million. Today we're at 39 million, and the state has done zero to upgrade those supplies. Yeah. And all they've done is cut back on that. So Max Gomberg leaving, is that a good or bad thing? You know, the long run, I'm not really all that concerned about it, but the vision that he represented certainly is not one that I share, and certainly is not good long-term for the state of California.
Well, they haven't built anything, but they've come up with water equity policies that they've all agreed to follow. It's nice to have principles, right? But you got to build something.
Yeah, you need to build something, and what I don't understand is water is water. Water doesn't care what your race is, what your gender is, doesn't matter about any of that. Water, everybody needs it. Humans need it. Animals need it. Nature needs it. And we've always known how to figure out to make man and nature coexist, create more than enough water. That's how California developed, built the Hoover Dam, which provided us electricity and water. Metropolitan built the Colorado River Aqueduct in 1939. LA built the LA Aqueduct in 1913. San Francisco built the Hetch Hetchy Aqueduct in 1923. Central Valley Project for the Central Valley Farming, 1944. And the State Water Project for the state of California, 1973.
Yeah.
A lot of 19th there, not a lot of 2000s. The only major facility constructed in California since State Water Project was completed was Diamond Valley Lake, which Metropolitan built with their own ratepayer dollars to double the storage in Southern California. And that's it. And with that facility, the more storage you have, the more you're able to withstand these droughts.
Well, in the same newspaper, I don't know if it was the same day or a day later, they run a piece by Steve Lopez titled High Water Tables Dot LA Areas. And it's a story in which he goes to this business that in a parking garage, they complain about water having to be pumped out of there. And sure enough, he saw this river or parts of it running under LA. And he asked the question, can the sea beneath us quench our parched city's thirst? And it made me think of a conversation you and I had a few months ago about the fact that there's a lot of water under L.A. You know, it's not like we have this tremendous shortage that we think we have. Walk us into that. Set us straight, because a lot of us don't really understand water. We turn the tap on. We want it to be there. We don't want it to be called toilet to tap, by the way. But we want the water to come out, and we want there to be a good source of it. We hate seeing all these aerial photos showing us lakes and rivers and dams that are supposedly way down. If indeed we have water underneath us, how come we can't tap it?
Yeah, I call it showers to flowers, but that's okay.
Huh.
You know, I would point to Orange County as a great example of how we reuse all of our water, and I'll point to my local water district, the Yorba Linda Water District. We're in the hills near the Santa Ana River, so every ounce of water that is utilized is recycled or put back into the environment. I'll explain how. If you use it indoors, all of the sewer water in North Orange County gets sent down to Fountain Valley, where we have a regional treatment plant. It's treated to a tertiary level, given to the Orange County Water District, where they take it down to just perfect water, to no minerals or anything, just straight distilled water. Then they add minerals back, pump it up the river, put it into the groundwater basin, and it's utilized again. So everything that's used inside the house gets recycled, put back into the groundwater basin. Everything externally, if you water, if it goes into the gutter and goes into the storm drain, goes out into the Santa Ana River, it percolates back down, gets pumped out, and used again. Anything that evaporates ends up being rain somewhere. So every bit of water that is utilized goes back either into the groundwater basin, goes back into evaporation for rain at some point. Most areas have not developed their groundwater basin. Now, LA does have quite a few groundwater basins, but a lot of them are contaminated. And, you know, that treatment is expensive. In Orange County, we have a new chemical called PFAS, and I'm not going to try to pronounce it because it's too confusing, but a lot of the groundwater basins are now having to treat for that. And it's a very expensive process, but it means you can utilize that water simply by treating it.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of groundwater underneath LA. Some of it they can use, some of it they can reuse, put back into other groundwater basins that are not contaminated, or they can use it for irrigation. But once again, all of that is very, very expensive.
Well, speaking of expensive, I was following along kind of just on the outside the plan that was under development. You remember that along Huntington Beach area for desalinization? And all of a sudden, the project got killed. What happened there? Was that promising? And did it become political? I'm counting on your eyes and ears, understanding water, to explain to us why we are not building a desalination plant.
It's beyond me why we're not utilizing technology that we have to create new sources of water. We're not going to run out of ocean anytime soon. All of the environmental groups are rabidly opposed to it. The Coastal Commission voted unanimously against it. And it's really kind of frustrating because the governor who came out in favor of desal and in favor of the Huntington Beach plant said, oh, yeah, I support it. But then all of his appointees voted against it, which tells me he wants it both ways. He wants to say he's in favor of it, but he's okay if his folks vote against it. So he can, you know. And obviously, he has national political ambitions. He could be just like John Kerry, be for something before he was against it.
Exactly.
But with desal in Huntington Beach, it made perfect sense to do it. It doesn't hurt to have extra water. Having an abundance of supply is what allowed Southern California to grow and develop into what it is. Is it expensive? Yeah, it's more expensive, but it's a lot cheaper than not having any water.
And some of the factors I read about is, oh, people had concerns, this is going to be stuck on people's bill in the area, or this is going to be an unsightly thing, or what do we do with all the salt it makes? I mean, there, you can bring up all sorts of reasons and continue to do nothing, and you can continue kicking tires, or you can do something, right?
Yeah, there's an old saying in the water business, it's paralysis by analysis. You know, just a simple look at the state water project. We've been trying to fix the state water project since fix the delta since the state water project was completed in 1973. As far back as the 1950s, they knew they needed either tunnels underneath it or an aqueduct around it to move the water through so you didn't destroy the habitat and the environment of Sacramento-San Joaquin Bay Delta, which is essentially what has occurred because of that. So it's just the technology is there. People are smart. You know, Larry, you're close to my age, and you may have seen all the articles in the last couple of days about how yesterday was the fictional birthday of George Jetson. And there's been that long debate whether the Jetsons predicted a lot of the technology that we have today, like FaceTime calls, so on and so forth. But the policies of the environmental community will not lead us to the Jetsons. They'll lead us more to the Flintstones because they're backwards policies that won't allow for progress. And all we've had in the state since the last project was completed on the statewide project in 1973 is lawsuit after lawsuit. And people say, no, you can't do it. You have to protect this fish. You have to protect this critter, what have you. And it's the humans that lose every single time.
Well, not to mention things we haven't even talked about, the Delta smelt and the waterways up in Northern California and I guess buying off land so as to take it off of irrigation, killing our California growing area in the middle part of the state. There's a lot we could get to. We're just about out of time. Give us kind of the 30-second summary so we all learn something. What do we need to understand when they tell us, you know, to cut back? Apparently we are. You're seeing the lawn start to turn brown in some neighborhoods in L.A. Is this all good?
You know, there is a shortage in the distribution of the water, so there's no question. There are certain areas that have decided they want a certain type of water, and they're willing to accept shortage allocations. At the end of the day, we're going to keep going through this, and it's going to be an every-year event unless the people wake up and realize, look, it's been 40 years since we've built anything. We have the technology. We know how to fix these projects and problems. I mean, for goodness sakes, when that was completed in 1973, the 8-track tape, what was the new music venue.
Hey, you know, those were pretty nice.
they were great. But I'm just saying other technologies have had leaps in,
certainly,
and advances, and we still haven't done anything to update.
Out of time. Brett Barbary, water issues consultant, former member of the Metropolitan Water District Board. Thank you much.
Thank you, Larry.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
Up next, the Barack Lurie Show, hosted by attorney Barack Lurie. The very popular Barack Lurie Show is filled with stimulating conversation and a fresh point of view on politics, religion, and the law. Next on AM 870, The Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.